Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. But it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, your lover said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on that moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, your lover said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Yeah.
This is my brackets in the background.
What are they doing?
It takes a second. You can hear it kind of trembling in the wind.
I hear it sounds like somebody nailing a nail in a coffin.
Like it's an axe.
Oh, I thought they were nailing your coffin shut.
Yeah, there goes my brackets.
Boom.
It's a sportsy
your
talk.
Your brackets are doing better than mine. Sportsy talk.
On WFMU.
That's us. Welcome. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you.
That's
again.
A dead body falling down the stairs. Wait a minute.
That's your brackets, too, then.
Yeah, wait a minute.
My brackets fell down the stairs. You went from 12th to 4th
yeah,
place.
Yeah, that's
and,
a
yesterday,
temporary.
And I went from 5th to 10th.
Although neither one of us has Kentucky... winning the championship.
But they're
which
not going to win.
You don't think they're going to win?
Wisconsin.
I don't think so. The Terps?
No, the Terps are Maryland. Wisconsin's Badgers.
Oh, yeah.
Badgers. I am Bronwyn C. Honey Badger, because Wisconsin beat whoever it was they beat. Somebody.
Arizona,
right.
I had Arizona winning the whole thing.
I know.
There's only about 8 teams that are capable of winning the NCAA championship.
So how come your brackets are better than my brackets?
Well, I have 3 in the final 4.
I got 2. That's one.
And I have Kentucky going to the finals.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose.
Okay.
I think, maybe.
Well, I know.
Michigan State, for some reason, Michigan State has some sort of dark magic that makes it so that they end up somehow in the final 4
Spartans.
Every year, even though they're a 7 or a 10 seed or a 12 or something.
You know what they have on their side? I can tell you what their dark
Spooky
magic is.
Spooky magic.
Yeah, I can tell you about that.
Magic Johnson.
When they won.
Yeah.
They had an interview with one of the players who was standing there weeping.
Yeah.
And he said, "We have to thank God. God is so good. God is so good to us. God gives us this victory. God is so good to us."
And then he said, "Hail Satan."
No. Oh. But I mean, the thing is that, like, that I was thinking, like, well, then doesn't that imply that God is not so good to Louisville?
God hates Louisville.
Yeah, and why is that? They didn't do anything wrong except miss a couple of crucial free throws. I mean,
well,
they didn't do anything bad.
I kind of hate... You know, my Rick Pitino story goes a little like this.
Yeah.
He was named the head coach and general manager of the Celtics back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this was still when
that
we were...
That would be the Boston NBA team.
Boston NBA Celtics.
And you're
who
from,
the Kentucky could probably beat right
you're
now.
You're from Boston.
I'm from Boston, north of Boston.
Yeah.
On the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited in line. You know, I worked at bookstores my whole life, but sometimes there would be events at other bookstores that I would want to go to.
Yes.
And Coach Pitino was signing books.
Oh.
Like a week before Father's Day one year. I'm a coach. This is my book about being a manager, leader book.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dad would like that. You know,
yeah,
my
sure.
dad doesn't, he's not a big reader, but he'd probably read that.
And the coach of the Celtics.
Coach of the Celtics. He hadn't quite taken over.
Well.
So he hadn't ruined the team yet.
Yeah. So
which all he did.
Still was hope.
All he did was take his old players from Kentucky and give them NBA contracts and watch them lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I waited in line for, it was like an hour and a half at least. And I got to the front of the line, and I'm like, hey, coach, this is from my father for Father's Day. It's a nice Father's Day gift, don't you think? And he looked at me like I had a turd on my face. Like I was some kind of complete jackass.
Why? But that's a nice thing to say. I was like, it's a nice thing to do.
You know, hey, coach, you know, this is for my dad.
You're buying his book,
it's
right?
It's for Father's Day. This is a good Father's Day gift, don't you think? And he just kind of looked at me as he was signing it like I was a complete idiot. And then just kind of was like didn't say any, didn't deign to say anything to me.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then he wrecked the Celtics. I would have let that go.
But then he wrecked the team.
Then he wrecked the team for a generation.
Now he's wrecking who?
He's winning with Louis. They won a championship at Louisville.
Yeah, but he didn't win. They lost.
Yeah, but they won a few years ago.
Yeah, but they lost.
This year.
They lost. I mean. But I don't think
can't win them all.
I don't think it's because God hates Louisville. So I asked.
I actually think it's because. Yeah, God was in line. He was behind me. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Join the fun here at Sportsy Talk for the next hour.
We're talking about religion and Louisville.
Does God hate Louisville?
Does God hate Louisville?
I don't know.
Does God love Michigan State as much as Michigan State
thinks? Yes, I think so.
Apparently.
I love Michigan State.
I asked my spiritual advisor that question.
You have a spiritual advisor?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My spiritual advisor said that it wasn't that God was being bad to Louisville. God was being good to Louisville by teaching them a lesson. They had a lesson that they needed to learn by losing.
What was the lesson?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. But I mean, is it a lesson that every other team in the NCAA championship needs to learn as well?
Apparently. Yeah, people have to learn this. Yeah, I guess.
Sorry, I'm playing with the microphone.
That's okay.
Scott had me all turned around because, you know, he's got this whole new look.
He shaved off the
marathon beard.
Yeah.
He was shiny and new.
Yeah, he did look
like a squeaky new DJ.
He's completely hairless.
Like a honey badger.
Like honey badgers have hair.
I have no idea what honey badgers look like. Uh oh.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, a thing is happening.
A little behind the scenes thing.
Okay.
No one needs to know about.
All right, I won't.
Oh wait a minute, I should get the phone down.
Yeah, in case somebody calls us.
Somebody's already calling.
Oh, okay, put them on the air. I bet I know who. Let's see.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey, are we talking bracketology?
We are talking bracketology.
Welcome to
the show.
Cool. Villanova kind of ruined everything for me.
No kidding, right?
You didn't actually expect Villanova to go all the way or anything like that, did you?
I expected them to lose to, Michigan State.
Right,
so Michigan State does have black magic on its side.
It doesn't matter what number is before Michigan. Like, for some reason, Michigan State, and I've learned this the hard way, ends up in the finals or in the Final Four every year. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. They play like garbage, and then for some reason, like, that Izzo coach, you know, like, knows how to, like, I don't know. He just makes them go.
Yeah, he's the one that makes it work, I think. But, I had Nova. I'm looking at my bracket now. I had Nova beating Michigan State and playing Duke.
Do you think they would have beat Duke, too?
No, I have Duke and Kentucky in the final.
Duke
and I hate Duke, like everybody else.
Huh. I hate Duke, too. I got to be honest,
everybody
I hate Duke.
Duke.
I used to like Kentucky before what's his name? Mr.
Pitino?
I liked him when Pitino was there. And I liked
Calamari?
Him when, yeah, I don't like him because he was at UMass when I was young, and they had, like, the best UMass team they ever had. And then, like, he's like, oh, I got
to
go. And then they slammed a bunch of fines.
They took him
down for, like, 3 or 4 years because they were all getting paid. They had Marcus Camby on the team.
He was out of there before.
He was out of there. And then he left the Nets in a smoldering pile of nonsense and then went to Memphis. And then he's like, oh, I got to go. I got to jump out of here. And then
they were in
the dungeon for, like, 3 years for whatever garbage he was pulling there.
Right.
He is really, like, between he and Pitino, I'm not sure which one is more mafioso.
In other words, he's the Bill Belichick of NCAA basketball.
They're both kind of geniuses. Mm. And part of it, and the thing that's different about college basketball coaching to the NCAA, between the NCAA and NBA, is you have to go talk a bunch of players into coming. So, like, I mean, for, like, Calipari, like, it's not real hard. It's like, hey, we're the number one place to go. If you want to be in the NBA, come play for me for a year. And maybe we'll win a championship, maybe we won't, but you'll be in the lottery. So, that's like, true. it's easy enough for him to get guys to play for him. And Louisville's like, hey, you know, we won one time, and we're kind of, you know.
We're always in there.
We're always there. We're always around. Yeah. You'll have me yelling at you and spitting on your neck when I'm talking to you.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I liked Pitino better when he was the Providence coach. I liked him better when he was the Kentucky coach. I mean, I could even take you destroying the Celtics. He had this great speech one time. Well, he was like, you know what? Like, our team now is like Antoine Walker and Walter McCarthy. And he goes, you know, like the old good old days, Robert Parrish, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, they're not walking through that door. That's not the team
we have
anymore.
The old chief.
So they were
Yeah, I kind of stay away from the NBA game. It's just, like, really hard to get 19, 20-year-old millionaires, weed smokers motivated. So
it is, and the whole pace of the game is different. I mean, you see in the NCAA where it's like it's all at stake, like your whole NCAA career. I mean, not a lot of those guys are going to make the NBA anyway.
That's true.
But it's like,
especially when you look at that Wisconsin team, it's like you see really great future accountants and middle management. So I know this really means a lot to them. So it's
well, it's their chance,
thing.
Right? It's their chance. I don't know.
Student athletes.
For me, it's, you know, the March Madness is funner. I do like NBA playoffs, and I do like it when it gets down to Game 6, Game 7, and you wonder who's going to get it done.
True.
But like that, you know, one and done, it's like you either win that game or you don't. And, you know, with it's only 40 minutes, too. It's not a huge time commitment. Like the last 2 minutes of any NBA game take about an hour and a half with like timeouts. And
I was explaining that to my wife the other day. She's like, oh yeah, you know, there's only 2 minutes left in this game. 2 minutes, 41 seconds. I go, no, that's not true.
It's going to be a while.
There's like a half hour left because they're just going to start fouling and nothing's going to happen until the last 12 seconds.
Well, now for me, the Celtics have become, because there's no reason in the world they should beat almost any team on any night. They have no stars. They have nothing. And now they have this former NCAA coach, running the show, and it's like for some reason they trade all their guys, they keep winning, they keep playing hard, and it gives me a certain amount of pride. But like beating the Knicks on one particular night, or even Memphis or something like that, it's just like whatever, man. Like, you know, they came into Boston, they're taking a nap, they're drunk probably, they got drunk at the airport.
I agree.
I think March Madness is a lot more fun, but I like the first couple days better. It's just chaos, and there's teams playing, anybody can go out, anything can happen. Like, you could pretty much, I think most of America probably could have said, you know, like, here are the final, you know, within about four or five teams, these are going to be what the Final Four is.
Yeah. My Final Four is Kentucky, Arizona, and I think that's wrong.
I had Arizona.
Nova,
I had Arizona going on.
Nova versus Duke. So I have half my Final Four is out.
I just don't.
Kentucky's going to win, though.
I just think the Big East, I don't know. Even Notre Dame, I was surprised they went that far. And I guess Villanova stuck in it longer than I thought they would.
I thought Villanova. I think I had Villanova in
just
the finals.
Some of these other places have completely, just figured out how to always be in it. Like Duke is always Duke and UNC and Kentucky. It's just like they're always going to be around in the 16. If they're not, it's a shocking loss.
And again, I hate Krzyzewski because he's so good. And he's not like slimy like Pitino. He just does his thing, and he'll make any team he has like compete, and that's a great thing. And you got to be scared of that when you're on the other team.
I mean, it's incredibly impressive.
Hate worthy.
I mean, it's incredibly impressive to every year be able to come up with a bunch of kids, especially now that they're not sticking around for 4 years.
Yeah.
That even Krzyzewski's teams are like, I'm going to come for a year and then go to the NBA.
That's true.
It's incredibly impressive to year after year be able to field an excellent team. But those are like, if you asked any kid in America what team they would want to play for, those would be like the top three, I would think. You would want to go play basketball in one of those places.
They do a lot of recruiting in Jersey too, Duke does.
There's a couple local players that are going to be on, I think one of them's going to Kentucky and the other one's going to Duke pretty soon. I don't know. I was reading about it in the paper or something like that.
Listener Ralphine says Rick Pitino cussed worse than any coach she can remember.
It's surprising because they're old school. I mean, they talk about how you have to handle these student athletes differently than before, but they really are old school.
Yeah,
they
are. I think Bob Huggins could be my favorite coach.
Bob Huggins.
He's like wringing necks in the back.
He really
is. And just going nuts.
Well, he's like the everybody wanted to do it like the guy from Indiana. What's his name?
Bob Knight.
Bob Knight. So, and then Bob Knight like almost killed that kid on campus.
Yeah. And everyone's like, too far, Bob.
Oh, apparently we can't do that anymore. We can't just choke a kid. All right, well, throwing chairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, Bob Hug is. I like his style, and there was a great quote in the paper about him. I'll finish with this real quick. They were talking about how one of the pundits on CBS were just making, you know, comments that they can't handle it, and he actually knew their career stats. And he goes, why would I listen to a guy with a 50% free throw career average, and then the other guy was just a bench warmer? And it was just amazing. Like, he just he is really erudite as far as basketball, but you can't tell because he looks like such a thug.
I know, he's a terrifying. He's a terrifying. And that's the kind of, when I wasn't a very big-time basketball player, but, I mean, like, even in, like, I think Bob Knight was, like, the prototypical basketball coach for, like, 20 or 25 years, where it was like, that's the thing. The guy loves you, but he's going to yell at you. He's going to smack you in the face. He's going to kick
you
in the
ass. Now he's a big softy on the sidelines when you get him calling a game. You
well,
know?
They must have him on something now, because, like, he would murder somebody in the street. I mean, like...
I remember he did something at, like, the food court in Texas or something at Texas Tech, and, like,
he would
the paper.
He would stab you in the face for, like, a grapefruit. Like, thanks for the call,
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thanks
good luck.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I had to look up what I had on my Final Four in my brackets because I couldn't even remember.
What was your final? But you have two.
I have two. I've got Kentucky and Wisconsin. But on the other side,
Have Wisconsin beating Kentucky, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
I mean, I don't know, but what do I know?
They
beat Arizona.
They beat your final champion pick.
I know.
So
I just choose by a gut feeling because I don't usually have much of a clue on how.
Well, I had no clue, obviously, because I had on the other side, I had Villanova playing Iowa State.
Well, you had Villanova like this guy. I mean, Villanova was the number one team.
I think Villanova wasn't a bad, you know, pick if you didn't know anything at all about what the hell was going on.
No, I don't think they were a bad pick. I think they were a big pick for almost everybody.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, they're a one seed. You know, they've been in there before. You know, why not?
They haven't won. They see, for me, they haven't won since, like, I don't know, Raleigh Mussolino or whatever that guy's name was in the 80s.
And then I had
that was when the Big East ruled.
I had Iowa State going in just out of Iowa Pride, which I shouldn't have done.
The Cyclones.
I won't do that. No. Yes.
The Cyclones or the Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
The Hawkeyes.
Iowa State's the Cyclones, and Iowa's the Hawkeyes, and Northern Iowa. I don't even know.
See, none of those teams have ever won in my recent memory.
No, I know they never will.
And it's for me, it's like how much more.
I didn't have them winning. I had them getting into the Final Four and getting beat by Villanova, I think. But maybe.
But I mean, for me, it's like. It's almost like with those coaches, with Patino's and Calipari's and like those guys are going to win. Did I tell you about the Dean Smith thing?
Where he gave everybody a dinner out?
So everybody got a check in the mail for $200, whoever played for him. And
he died
like, hey,
recently.
The coach.
He
died
for,
on February 8th.
For our listeners who don't know, he was an NCAA coach.
He was at UNC for like 1,000 years.
Carolina.
I think for a long time he was the number one.
Yeah, he was
I think Coach K has more wins than him now.
Great,
but he was
well-respected coach for
the
years
number one
and years and years.
All-time winningest coach in NCAA Division I basketball.
He used to always take his guys out for dinner. So in his will, he left everybody that ever played for him.
$200
Got $200 with a little note saying, you know, take the coach wants you to go out and have a nice dinner on him.
Isn't that nice?
That's very lovely.
I thought that was very sweet.
And I think, you know, who were some of his former players, like Michael Jordan or
somebody?
I mean,
James
you know?
Worthy, Michael Jordan. I mean, he had lots and lots of superstars. Eric Montrose.
You get $200 to go have
Eric Montrose isn't really quite on the level of Worthy and Jordan,
still,
but
you know,
still pretty cool.
I had a dream about you.
About me?
Yes.
Me,
last
Jim?
Night.
Jim?
Yes. Jim, the poet. I had a dream about you last night.
Yeah. Did you dream that I was losing the brackets?
No. I dreamt that we were with a bunch of WFMU people and we were trying to catch a train. And instead of, it was like an elevated train.
Yeah.
And instead of getting on the train, we went.
Were we in Chicago?
No, I think we were in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and we went through.
we went through a door. We're Washington Heights.
Yeah, I know. And we went through a door in a brick building that opened out onto the train platform, and it was a dentist's office.
Yeah.
So then we were in the dentist's office, and the dentist was Listener Smartsky. I don't know if you know him, but he's not a dentist in real life. But in the dream, he was a dentist.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to take you first, and he took you in the back, and then
what'd
he came
he do
out.
To me?
He checked you out, and you came out, and you said, oh, I'm going to need a lot more work. And I said, why? And you said that because he found that you had worms in your head.
Yeah.
And then you showed me.
That was my nickname in high school was Worm.
Wormy head.
Worm.
And you showed me your x-ray that he'd taken, and there, I could see, like, little worms behind your eyeballs.
That was the whole dream?
That was the whole dream, yeah.
I hate those dreams where your teeth are falling out. Those are like my least favorite of all the dreams.
I've never had a dream
like that. It's some kind of, you know, anxiety dream.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Do you have that dream?
Sometimes. Hmm. Most of the time I have that dream where I've taken a class.
Oh, yeah.
And I've forgotten, forgotten for 20 years that I had a final coming up or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I take that. I have that dream all the time.
How come I'm dreaming that you have worms in your head?
I mean, it's
behind your eyeballs. What does it mean?
I mean, what does anybody have behind their eyeballs?
Worms.
Yeah, probably.
I guess. I don't know.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. My people,
yeah,
New England Patriots fans, took a collective gasp this week.
Yeah, what happened?
As video emerged of Tom Brady cliff diving with his wife.
What?
Giselle.
I didn't see that.
So him and like just these stoner dudes.
Was he in a Speedo? What was
he his was
deal?
In kind of like a, you know, shorts.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they're in Brazil or something like that, and they're on this cliff.
And he
kind of looks over, and you're kind of going like, come on, man. Like, don't do this. I mean, you just can't be jumping off cliffs, you know.
No.
I mean, think of us instead of yourself,
yeah.
Mr. Brady. I mean, we only have four championships. I mean, you know, if we had cheated better, we would have had five or six.
Absolutely.
You can't just be diving off cliffs because your hot lady wife wants you to.
Maybe Aaron Hernandez, time-traveling serial killer, alleged, like, inhabited his body for that moment and forced him to do
it. Is that what happened?
It could happen.
He's very funny, actually, in the off-season, because there's all kinds of pictures of him at, like, water slides.
Tom Brady? Just,
yeah, and complete joy. He has this, like ah! Like, this complete look of joy. Like, childish joy on his face. I mean, he's got kind of the sweetest life in the history of the world. He's got, like, super nice hot wife. He's got a bunch of kids.
Some by that woman he abandoned.
He's wearing Uggs. No, she tricked him. I think she tricked him
you
into
think Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you come pick up some stuff? You know, aww. I know you're dating Giselle now. Why don't you come over and get some things? And she didn't take any, you know, pills and then was all like, la, 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 la. And he was like, I'm a jock. What do you want me to do? Okay. And then she grabbed him and she thought she could keep him if she got all pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
I don't know. That's such a cliche story.
She named her kid Jet. It's like John. Elias, Tobias, Brady. They call him Jet Brady.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the draft is coming up, so yeah, the Jets are going to get worse. Yep. Somehow something terrible is going to happen.
Somehow. They don't have Wex Wyant to kick around anymore.
Who's their new coach? Coach seems okay.
I can't remember his
name. He seems like an all right guy.
He's fine.
They're still going to be bad.
Yeah, of course. The Ravens and the Jets ganged up on the Patriots.
Oh, some sort of...
Rule changes. I don't even understand these rule changes. But you know how they had like...
Yeah, that was a weird rule. Where
there
it was like,
this whole...
Hey, you know, you go up to the referee and go, hey, I'm a guy who usually blocks, but I'm going to go out for a pass and catch it and get a touchdown when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
Apparently that's illegal now.
Now it's illegal, yeah. The new league rule makes it illegal for an offensive player wearing numbers between 3 and 49 or 80 and 89 to report as ineligible outside of the tackle box.
Well, it was weird because they would have...
What's the deal with the numbers? Like, it's a number between...
That's halfbacks. And, what is it? 30 and 45?
No, between 3...
Yeah, it's wide receivers and halfbacks.
3 and 49 or 80 and 89. Yeah,
so 80 and 89, like all those numbers are for wide receivers.
Right.
And so if you went out and was like, I'm ineligible, and I'm going to go line up like I'm a normal wide receiver, then people would be like, well, I got to cover that guy.
Yeah.
30, that's like halfbacks and stuff like that, like 30s and 45s and stuff like that.
It doesn't say 30.
Three? Like 0-3?
Yeah. That's
quarterbacks, too.
I can't read it.
You can't have the quarterback go out there and...
I have this clipping just because I knew I'd never remember those numbers. I'm like,
Just off, like, guys who can catch footballs can't line up so like they're going to go catch a football
right,
and then
so the
stand
Jets,
there.
The Jets and the Ravens. So the Ravens complained about that. And
well, they were
that
upset
because
that ended up losing them the game.
I
mean,
know.
You know, I don't know. Yep, the Ravens probably would have been back in the Super Bowl somehow.
Yep.
Oh, well. What about the Giants? Are the Giants ever going to be back in the Super Bowl again?
Yeah.
What's going on with those guys?
They're awesome.
They're awesome? No, they're the opposite of awesome right now. They are
not
awesome.
Bad. They're not as bad as the Jets.
I mean, that's not saying much.
No, it's not. Better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Yep.
What else is going on in the world of sports?
Well, I think Aaron Hernandez, there's a lot going on with his trial, which I think is interesting.
Why are they bothering to have a trial in this case?
Because that video camera footage of him carrying a gun, they're not sure it's a gun.
They're not sure it's a gun.
I know,
oh, it's
right?
A banana.
They're saying like, oh, maybe it's a phone or an iPad or something. We don't know.
A phone or an iPad doesn't look like a gun at all.
It looks like a Glock, but, you know, never
a
mind.
A Glock?
It does look like a Glock.
So I've been watching too much Game of Thrones, and in Game of Thrones, you know, when the trial starts going bad for you, when it starts going south, they go, oh, I want trial by combat. So I think
you should ask for trial by combat. Aaron Hernandez wants trial by combat. And who would he fight against?
OJ? I don't know. Who else? Charles Manson? Who else is in jail? Somebody else in jail.
OJ is a good murderer. He got away with everything.
Manny Pacquiao, one of those guys. Did you see that Evander Holyfield is going to fight Mitt Romney for some?
Yes, I did. Oh my God, I meant to mention
that. Doesn't even seem like something. Mitt Romney's like 70, and it's probably never. I mean, he's of all the things you could say about Mitt Romney, he's a very nice guy. And he's probably never punched anybody in his life.
Why do we assume he's nice?
He seems nice.
That doesn't mean anything. He's a politician.
He doesn't punch people in the face for a living.
No.
I just can't imagine that that's an okay thing from Mormonism, that you can be like, yes, strike the other person.
Do you know about the...
The fighting Mormons? Of what?
The Mormon massacres?
No. What about them?
I thought that was
when Mormons got killed.
No. The Mormons...
What, killing Indians or something like that?
No, they killed settlers moving through to the West.
Now Mormons just kind of, if you die, they just make you a Mormon. So like when I'm dead, like they'll somehow, I'll be listed as a Mormon.
Yep,
and a Scientologist, I think.
Oh, really? Do they do that
too? Yeah, probably. I didn't watch there's a new documentary.
Yeah, there's a new documentary on TV. I don't get TV, so.
You don't get television?
No, I don't get television.
We got to work on that.
I know.
We should.
I was streaming.
Have a marathon.
I was streaming that Kentucky-Notre Dame game, right? On my iPad. I was streaming it for free. I was so excited. I was like, oh, I'm watching this game. It's Kentucky and Notre Dame. It's really close. It was a close game. You wouldn't think it would be that close. I was like all into it. I was like, oh, this is so great. I get to watch this game. I can see it. It's fantastic. There's visuals. And then all of a sudden it just like pops, you know, like at halftime it goes, okay, your free trial's over. And I'm like, what free trial? I didn't know I signed up for a free trial. So then I had to try to find the game on the radio, and I couldn't. So then I had to
go. The game on the radio?
To listen to it. I wanted to hear what was happening.
It's not really. It wasn't very good.
No. So then I couldn't even get it on the radio. So I had to go online and stream a radio station from somewhere else.
That's awful.
Yes.
This is all awful.
Okay, and this is the Notre Dame-Kentucky game. Now, do you remember the end of that game? Because something happened that I still
don't understand.
I didn't really watch it. It was like at the very end. I mean, it was down to within, like it was tied with like 12 seconds left to go. And all of a sudden a thing happens, right? And the announcer on my radio streaming announcements is going like, oh, possession arrow, inbound, out of bounds, possession arrow, they're conferring under the basket. The thing happened. Somebody inbounded a thing, you know, and it's like what? And I all of a sudden Kentucky's up by two.
Yeah,
and
because
then they
it's fixed.
But I don't understand.
That's why.
I don't understand what happened.
It's fixed.
I still don't. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was.
The
fixed,
problem
but I don't
is that there's so many games.
What? Yeah.
And you need so many announcers that they've brought. Like there are some announcers that are like Skeletor is an announcer for the NCAA right now. Like, there are old guys who don't know what time it is calling games on various... And
well,
if you're doing television, you are slightly more aware of, like, old...
What's happening.
But, like, if you were on the radio, man, like, Johnny Most used to call games for the Celtics, and he was, I think, blind for about 50 years. Like, he has no idea what's going on. He's like, Fettles and Dettles, he throws a ball, the Dirty Ball Club, the Detroit Pistons are a Dirty Ball Club, kill them all. We'll be back after this commercial. That's my Johnny Most impression.
That was pretty
Kill them
good.
All.
Kill them all.
I don't know.
Aaron Hernandez used to listen to him.
Did he? And they killed them all?
Killed them all.
We should probably not talk smack about Aaron Hernandez because I wrote to him.
You wrote to him when?
I wrote to Aaron Hernandez a few weeks ago asking him to be on the show.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that he will call at some point.
He never gets out.
And if he gets out,
<He's>
he knows we've been
us.
Talking smack about him.
Oh, my God. Everybody has. His fiance testified.
How's she doing? Is she still alive?
She's still alive because she
for the
was,
moment.
She was getting rid of his. Well, for the moment, it's true because she was getting rid of his evidence for him. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
he asked her to take a box out of the basement and get rid of it. And she picked the box up, and she said there were some other empty boxes in the box, so she didn't see what was underneath the empty boxes because she didn't look, but it was heavy. And she put it in her car, and she drove around for like an hour until she found a random dumpster someplace to throw it. It's not like he said, get it out of the house, and she took it out and put it on the corner for the garbage men to
She scouted out a good spot for it.
She drove around for a while until she found a random dumpster that she can't remember where it was and threw it in. Somewhere in Providence. She drove to, like, Providence.
Well, half of Providence is dumpsters.
Yeah, exactly.
The other half is diners. Diners and dumpsters. It's a new show on the Cooking Channel. With that guy. That guy is horrible.
So, but she didn't rat him out. She got up on
Yet.
The stand for 2 days.
Well, she's probably terrified.
And there was a bomb threat at the trial this week.
I mean, you know, that's just Boston. There's bomb threats all the time.
I don't think the trial's in Boston.
It's
is
down
it?
The street from Boston.
I thought it was in Fall River.
Is it Fall River? Like, how would they even notice if something blew up in Fall River? Like, how could you even have a bomb scare there? Be like,
I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna blow something up? Like, how would we even know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of towns on that were old mill towns that are pretty much like the setting for every one of those Mystic River movies and stuff like that,
where
dudes are criminals, and there's Lowell and Fall River and a bunch of horrible places that you only go to like murder somebody and throw their body in the weeds.
And
Fall River is a completely depressing, terrible murder town. Lawrence, where I grew up, was one of those. They actually like have a police force of like a dog and one guy, and they're just like, we have given up.
How big a town is it?
It's a huge town. There's a lot of people. It's like 40,000. Well, there's like 30,000 live people and 10,000 bodies.
Oh, man.
No, it's a big place, and like half of these towns. Lowell. I was in. We went on a school trip.
Yeah.
To Lowell to watch the mills.
Why?
I don't know, because they wanted to give you the depressing life of mill girls, you know, working at the looms.
The historical.
And there was like a shooting outside, like we were in.
What grade were you in?
I was in I don't know, we were 11 or 12 or something like that.
Okay, so wait, so was this like historical reenactor mill girls?
No, they didn't have, you know, this was like historical reenactor or drug dealers.
No,
had
I mean,
a red light
no,
shooting
mean,
each
no,
other.
I mean at the thing that you went to see.
Oh yeah,
the,
I don't know. It was totally depressing. Like
was
dusty
it dusty
I mean, old?
Was
like,
it a real active mill that's still
no,
putting out stuff today?
It was a messed
no.
up, dusty, crazy place.
Okay.
They're like, yes, girls, little girls used to get sucked into the looms every couple of hours. They died by the handful every day, making shirts. You know, like, oh my God. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. They're like, their working conditions were terrible. They worked 14 hours a day, and they'd bricked up all the walls. So you couldn't see, you couldn't even look out the window. It was like this totally depressing, like, oh my God.
It's pretty awful.
And then we had to go there.
And then they had a shooting outside while you were there.
There was a shooting while we were there.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I mean, you know, more of the New England experience. It's Pepperidge Farm.
Remembers. Hey, so the NCAA Women's Bowling Championship brackets are out.
Well, here in, you know, I work at a bookstore which is part of New Jersey City University. And New Jersey City University, they're one. It used to be Jersey City State.
Yeah.
But their one big-time sport is bowling. And the ladies' bowling is like Division I bowling.
They're not
so it's a big sport here.
They're not in this. They're not the top seeds this year.
Boo.
In the thing.
Well, it's fixed. It's rigged. It's political. It's all political.
Nebraska, number one. Go Big Red.
They even have bowling out there?
Go Big Red. Yeah, there's nothing else. I mean, you're lucky if your town has a
Candlepin
bowling
is the real bowling, as far as I'm concerned. Candlepin bowling is like a New England thing.
That's a thing.
Like, you know.
Oh, hey, our listeners.
Yeah,
last
wants
week,
to take us bowling?
No, our listeners were out. We're going on about some weird sport.
Oh, yeah, what sport is it?
I don't know. It starts with a K. It reminds me of, like, Klonopin or something.
I was going to look that up.
Yeah, we have to look that up. That should be the official Sportsy Talk sport. We have to start, like, reporting
it is if
on
we
that.
Can, if we can
figure out what
if
it is.
If we would know how to pronounce it on the radio, we would say it again.
Yeah.
Kadiki or something like that.
Yeah, Kadaki, Kadiki.
Do I have to hit the red button? Red button!
Don't hit the red button.
Red button.
I didn't say anything bad.
Are you sure?
Cricket World Cup happened.
Yeah, is it still going on?
It's over. Thank God.
Oh, it's over?
Finally.
I missed it?
There's a winner.
Oh, God.
Australia. Australia won.
Whatever.
Yeah. Cricket World Cup.
No one understands that
sport. It went on for like 4 days. The final, I don't know, match. We're supposed to say match.
But the thing that I'm most geared up for,
yes,
even though it's still a few months away,
is not bowling. Is not cricket.
Not bowling. Not cricket. Not Kadiki. Hit the red button.
Kadaki.
Kadiki.
Stop hitting that button. You're so goofy.
It's the Women's World Cup.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up in June.
Yeah, and we were thinking of doing something special for it, which
I think we will.
Hopefully we'll have more to say about
soon.
After this phone call. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy
Talk. The name of the sport you're looking for is Kabaddi, or Kabaddi Kabaddi.
What exactly is that sport?
Well, it derives its name from something
Kabaddi.
That's done during play. On its on its face, if you look at the rules,
get
it
ready
just
with
looks
the
like
red button.
Team tag.
Tag?
Yeah,
like a field is divided into two halves. And teams take turns sending someone who's like it, you know, into the other side's half.
It's like Red Rover,
tag
Red Rover.
And get back.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
anyone they tag, and then, you know, when they get back, that one is out. And the object is to put all the other players of the other team out.
Okay.
And if you don't get back, well, then you're out. There's just one catch.
Yeah.
You have to do it on one breath.
One breath.
How can they enforce that? How do they know if you take another breath?
Well, here, you enforce it like this. Gobbity, 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 gobbity.
Oh, you have to say gobbity the whole time?
Gobbity, yes, that's it. That's how you can tell that somebody is still breathing.
And this is on television? They put this on?
I didn't realize
that's
it was
insane.
On television.
Welcome to the Final Four.
Gobbity, 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 gobbity. We should do a whole show like that.
We could do a whole show of that.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, no, what, we're holding our breath during the whole show?
Gobbity, gobbity, gobbity,
gobbity. I don't think I could. If it was a hold your breath competition, I think I would lose.
Gobbity, 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 gobbity.
Are you still holding your breath?
Gobbity, 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 gobbity.
She's turning blue. Here, I'm going to hit the red button. Maybe she'll come back.
And also, you know, you're allowed to engage in rough stuff to keep the.
Rough stuff? Well. Well, then.
Well, no, basically, you can.
I like my gobbity
rough. I'm not sure
rough.
What the limits are, but tackle them to keep them from getting back to their side.
You're going to tackle people who are holding their breath? That sounds incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, as we've seen in Staten Island, yeah.
Yeah, geez.
No,
that's right. No good.
No, that's bad.
All right, we may cover that sport.
I'm told it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Maybe we should have a WFMU gobbity team.
We should have a gobbity team?
Mm-hmm.
We'll look into it. Yeah, maybe that's something we can cover on the air. Thanks for the call,
caller.
Thanks
for calling. That was great. Somebody called and told us.
That's our listeners are very intelligent.
Very interactive.
As opposed to me about sports, where I'm just like, "Bull, I don't know." The Falcons got in trouble.
Yeah, they got in trouble. The NFL Falcons.
This has happened before at other places.
We're jumping around a lot from sport
to
sport.
Do you want to go back to the hold your breath sport?
No, I like this. I mean it as a compliment for
us. I just have some new information.
I kind of do things. Okay, so what happened with the Falcons?
Falcons got in trouble because they would pipe crowd noise into their stadium. That's something Indianapolis used to do too. When you have like a dome, you'd be like, "Oh, we got to get this place like sound like that's really going crazy." So you take like people cheering like, "Go Falcons! Yay! Go Falcons!" And you just put it over the loudspeakers at your stadium, and then it's like, "Whoa, this is getting too loud in here."
They don't have actual fans. I mean, they have people there.
Atlanta's
right?
Kind of a tough sports town, to be honest with you, because all the places that you have to go to watch sports are downtown, and nobody wants to be downtown past 5 or 6 o'clock in Atlanta. They're like, "No, I'm not doing that." That's why the Braves are leaving. And they do have fans. They're going out to the suburbs.
Okay, right.
Sort of like in Detroit where like mm-hmm. there's two downtown stadiums.
Yeah.
And then like where the Red Wings and Pistons play are in like Auburn Hills or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So they got in trouble. They're fined and they're going to lose a draft pick or something like that.
They got in trouble for
pumping in noise.
Pumping in too much noise.
The GM of the Browns got in trouble for texting.
I know. The coach during the game.
Can you imagine the coach is like looking at his?
That was hilarious.
And like, you know, like somebody's texting me right now, but I'm not gonna like leave Sportsy Talk to check my text from somebody who's like
from the GM of the Browns.
Hey Jim, don't you think Johnny Football's pretty cool? No, LOL.
But that was kind of what the texts were about, wasn't it? I mean, didn't the GM wanted
put Johnny Football in?
Yeah, they wanted Johnny Mazzell to be in there, and the guys who was texting
H-O. Sideways smiley face, blinky. So that guy's suspended. The GM is suspended for like
four games.
Texting the coach.
Four games for texting the coach.
Texting the coach. Way to go. Awesome stuff.
During a game. I don't understand. What's the problem with texting him?
It's just like, can't
I mean,
you
it's
leave
annoying,
him alone? Like, they don't want to talk on the, they don't want to talk on like the little, everyone's got a little, you know, headset.
Oh.
And then no one wants to talk on those, so they like cover up. They got like the thing in front of their face all the time where mm-hmm. they're like, no one can read my lips.
They always put the clipboard.
I'm saying 34 chicken wing 45, and you just, you have something in front of your face where you're like, I got this big piece of plastic. No one's going to be able to see what I'm saying.
There's a thing on YouTube called, it's like bad NFL lip reading or something.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's some good things in there. Is anybody calling us at 201-209-9368?
Should we talk about what we want to do for the Women's World Cup, or should we keep it under wraps?
I think we ought to be discreet about it until we get the full A-OK, but we have run it by station manager Ken, and theoretically, it's all right for us to have a special event connected with the Women's World Cup here at the station. I think we can say that.
Okay.
We can also talk about how we're going to go to the Yankees-Red Sox game.
Well, that's in 2 weeks.
Stadium.
That's
yeah,
when baseball really starts.
Yeah.
Because baseball's opening night is Sunday. They have a Chicago Cubs game.
Jeez.
It's like the Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals.
There are people saying that the Cubs are going to go to the World Series.
What World Series? Like the Little League World Series? Because they might go to that if you get tickets or something like that.
No, they're really going.
No, they're not.
That's what somebody said.
John Lester, their best pitcher, their guy who they just paid $20 million a year, has dead arm already. I mean, it's April. He's got dead arm.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We paid a lot of money for him.
For John Lester. Now he can't throw.
They also have a lot of young players that they've been sort of, you know, they have a ton of young guys who, most of which strike out 200 times a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a second baseman that strikes out 200 times a year. They have a third baseman that strikes out, like, 150, 160 times a year.
Babe Ruth struck out a lot.
He didn't strike out that much.
He also hit home
runs. He hit, like, 60 or 70 home runs a year, right? Yeah. 60.
Hmm.
I don't know if the Cubs will be good. They have a problem. One of their problems is, at the beginning of the season, they're rebuilding their stadium. They had wanted to, like, get rid of all those roof deck across the street stuff.
Yeah,
they were going to build, like...
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to build little things in the way of the little roof decks.
I went to Wrigley Field.
I still haven't been there.
Yeah, you got to go before they mess it up.
They're messing it up now.
Oh.
So, like, the stands and the right field stands are all, like, they're not even going to be ready until, like, June or something like that.
I saw that. Yeah, they were trying to mess it up and get it messed up, completely messed up by the time the season started, and they didn't. So now they just have, like, a big tarp over half the field,
and it's
just going to be like that?
It's kind of stupid.
What do people do who had, like, season tickets in those sections? They can't go,
they're
going to
be watching
right?
from home.
Yeah.
No,
right?
They don't. They cannot go.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
I mean, unless they want to dress like
a
tarp
mess.
And, like, stick your head through the tarp every once in a while.
I have a question about your fantasy baseball league.
Yeah, you lost.
I'm not
in it now.
No, I know. I can't.
I can't do it. Well,
Thank
did the draft last
me.
Night.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Danny
me
D was in.
Sweet.
Danny D was at the Devils game.
Yeah.
Somehow drafting.
From the Devils game.
From the Devils
game. Wait, so listener Danny D is in your...
Danny D is in the league.
Are any other listeners in your league?
My brother, Andy, who listens from Washington State, is in the league.
Oh, hi, Andy.
My dad listened once.
Yeah.
And then now I said something bad about Tom Brady being a cheater and taking air out of the balls.
And he never listened
again? He turned
again.
It off, never listened again.
Is he in your league?
He's in the league.
All right.
I think Andy won the league last year. My father was second. I forgot about it.
Is this just the Jim the Poet family league? I mean,
there's a lot of
family?
I have a lot of cousins in it now.
Yeah,
I have like an ex-girlfriend in it. I have.
Is that awkward?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. It's a different kind of league. I was in an auction league.
Uh-huh.
Where there's like 12 teams, and that's hard because you have to figure out if some scrub is worth $45 or something like that.
Do you pay money?
No, not. It's just for pride in the.
Oh, okay.
It's a Yahoo Fantasy Baseball League.
All right. So, do you in your Fantasy Baseball League do you have access to players from both the American and
it's
the National
AL and NL, and it's a lot of weird stats. It's it's not batting average because that's a joke, and so it's on base percentage, it's OBP plus it's
OPP,
it's outfield assists. It's stolen bases,
outfield
but like net stolen bases.
Assist?
Outfield assist is great because then like it's completely like you have a guy that throws out somebody at home, Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And so, like, that's like his weird stat.
I read a lot of statsy websites and stuff.
They're good.
I follow a lot of statsy guys on Twitter.
That's good.
And, you know, they're always like having these stats that didn't exist, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't know, a lot of it's just people who like math.
Yeah, they're just like making up a thing like, I can find a correlation between this event and that event and give it a statistical probability. And
well, the worst is like the fielding stuff. And it's like every year they come up with a new fielding statistic and none of them seem to work year after year. Where it's like 1 year, Jacoby Ellsbury's a terrific, center fielder. And then the next year they figure out he's just kind of fast.
And so it's different.
So he's like playing poorly, but he's like so fast he can make up for it or whatever. I don't know how to judge that stuff.
So you got your team together last night, you drafted.
I do, yeah, my team is ready to go.
All right.
I mean, as ready as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of Yankees?
I don't have any Yankees that I can think of. There's not a lot of Yankees you might want.
That's what I was asking.
Even Dylan Betances.
What about Red Sox?
Ended up getting some Red Sox because there were some new guys where they're not quite sure how he's going to. They're like Mookie Betts or something like that.
Betts? Is he named after Mookie from the Mets?
I imagine that he is, but I have no idea.
Mookie Wilson.
It's a little weird that there's. And he's like this young, exciting player who's going to play center field for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But then the Red Sox have two. Mysterious Cuban guys where we're not sure where they're going to play.
Oh, yeah. The guys that they just
pick up a guy.
There's a couple of Cubans.
We picked up another Cuban guy.
We didn't know
Moncado,
which one.
And there's another one.
We couldn't tell them apart.
Rusney Castillo. I mean, I don't know. We have a bunch of Red Sox have a weird team because it's a bunch of guys that you say, well, you got six guys who need to start in the outfield and about five guys who need to start in the infield. So I don't know what they're going to do. So.
Well, it's going to be fun to go to the game with you.
I think the Red Sox will be in last place by then.
Okay.
And the Yankees will be okay.
Yankees will be all right.
I mean, Jeter.
It's not, for the Yankees, okay isn't good enough. You know, that's the problem.
I think okay is going to be good enough if they hang around for a while on the thing.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's too bad, but.
But you were saying Mark Teixeira is injured again?
Oh, yeah, Mark Teixeira.
What's wrong with
him? He got hit by a pitch in the knee
the
other day.
Ooh.
And he's injured. So A-Rod actually played first base.
Well, that's good for me because I have him in a different fantasy league where I want him to have some first base availability.
Okay, well, he played first
base. I got him
base.
For like a dollar in one of my leagues.
He played first base.
How'd he do?
He did okay. He handled the three chances that he had. He handled
you just
well.
Stand on the base, somebody throws you the ball. I mean, I did that when I was 10.
I know.
I mean, how hard could it be for a professional baseball player?
Yeah, he did okay. And the shortstop who isn't Derek Jeter.
Didi Gregorius?
Gregorius? Yeah, he got injured. He injured his wrist.
Uh-oh. So what are they going to do at shortstop? Can they play two third basemen over there?
Do you remember that Alex Rodriguez actually was a shortstop? He was like a
terrific shortstop.
He was one of the greatest shortstops I ever saw.
I
know, right?
He's terrific.
And then the only reason he didn't keep playing shortstop was they brought him to the Yankees and they had Derek Jeter already. So they put him on third base because of that. Now
I know the Red Sox, it was funny because the Red Sox were going to get A-Rod and they were like, well, we got to get rid of Garcia Pera then because, they're both play the same position.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of the end with Nomar because he was like all upset. He's like a weird, sort of weird, superstitious, kind of sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to play like six more months with,
this weird,
Nomar.
Superstitious, sensitive guy.
Weird, sensitive, superstitious guy.
Unhappy.
Who was super unhappy. I guess it was like a year and a half. And they would have traded Manny for A-Rod, so they wouldn't have had Manny on those teams.
Right.
So I don't know if we would have won the World Series without Manny and. Nomar got traded before we won the World Series with him, but
he got you there.
He was part of the team. No, he was traded at the trade deadline. Doug Mentkiewicz and there was a bunch of Cabrera. Like we got a bunch of nobodies for Nomar. Although I still love you. I still love you, Nomar.
You love Nomar.
So does Mia. He's married to Mia Hamm. There's two great hopeful. You know, if you're a New England fan, you're hoping the Garcia Pera Mia Hamm children become Red Sox or Patriots or something like that. And then there's the Euculus Tom Brady sister connection, and they're hopefully having
genetic
children, and then they'll create these
superstars.
Wildebeests of future wildebeests of sports. Stay tuned for the top of the hour, Dr. Game Show.
Hey, Dr. Game Show was down in New Orleans.
They're where?
She was in New Orleans this week. She's back.
What?
I think. She better be back.
How come I didn't get to go to New Orleans?
I don't know. I don't think
she's got a lot of, the Dr. Game Show's got a lot of stuff going on.
She's
got a lot on the ball.
Yeah, she
does. I follow her tweets, and she's like, you know, she's in a movie with Robert De Niro one day, and the next day she's
in New Orleans doing stand up.
Me, I'm just home watching Game of Thrones, drafting my fantasy baseball league, going, should I pick up Rosny Castillo? How is Didi Gregorius doing?
He hurt his wrist.
Oh, wrist is bad. That's bad news.
For shortstop.
That's no good. 201-209-9368.
So we're going to go to the game.
201-209-9368.
To a Yankees-Red Sox game.
Well, I was going to wear Red Sox gear and jump on the field and run around, but I didn't want to.
I don't think that's a good idea. But we don't, at least we're not.
It's not a good idea
I'm not going to set any Red Sox on fire. I'm going to be good.
You're going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I can pretend to be a Yankees fan. I mean, you know, like, didn't.
You don't have to pretend to be anything.
Didn't Indiana Jones used to dress like a Nazi to get behind enemy lines and stuff like that? I can be a really good Yankees fan. I'll be like, boo, David Ortiz. Big Poppy smells bad. I'm a terrific heckler.
Oh my God. We're going to be sitting in a friend of mine's season seats, so don't.
So we can't misbehave badly?
We can't misbehave that badly.
I can't take out my wiener in the sixth inning. I usually do a six-inning stretch. That's a little different than the seventh-inning stretch.
That's terrible.
you got to give it a little air, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm looking forward to the baseball season.
We're going to have the recorder with us. And we're going to record
and I'm
going to
drop acid. There was a famous poet. Two famous poets did this big.
Pitch a perfect game.
Yeah, that'll
be good.
I hope CeCe Sabathia will pitch that game because he's just awful these days.
Yeah, he's bad.
It's too bad.
He put weight back on because he thought it would make him.
I thought it would make him better too. That was a good call.
Didn't work.
He's just fat now.
He's lost it.
You got like three more years of that going on. Three more years of A-Rod. And then once Ellsbury hurts himself, you're going to have about seven more years of that guy limping around the bases. Just like one leg injury away from that guy being no fun at all. A little mopey bitch. 201-209-9368. It's 201-209-9368.
We will
he only steals bases if Boris lets him. He actually calls his agent from first base and is like,
is it okay
can I steal second? No, don't do it. You're made of porcelain.
We have to.
Don't do it.
We're going to record the game or our reactions to the game while we're there, and we'll play them on the air the following day.
My reactions to the game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My reaction is going to be mostly that it's cold.
We're going to have the recorder. I know. It's going to be awful.
It's going to be chilly.
We'll get drunk enough. It won't matter.
I'll be drunk.
I went to a game.
Drunk right
I
now.
Went to a Yankees game with former co-host Jay once. And
How's Jay doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
He's out there.
We're not sure.
He's someplace else. But we recorded it and played it on the air.
How did it go?
It was good.
Did he like the baseball game?
No, he hates baseball.
He hates sports of any kind.
He's a very sportsy guy.
He's a doodly
dude.
I mean, he's like a manly guy.
But he doesn't like sports.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he loathes it.
He's an odd fella.
Strange, chiseled man. Handsome, but distant.
Is he handsome?
Aloof, but handsome.
Wait, do you think he's handsome?
Yes.
Huh.
In a strange, manly way. I mean, if you like that sort of manly.
He smells funny.
He smells like a forest.
He smells like a wildebeest.
He's a wildebeest of manliness.
Yeah, he is. But he's gone now. Goodbye.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's sort of away.
News of the day. He's gone. Well, Aaron Hernandez finally got his hands on.
So we will go and we'll see what you sound like.
But that's like
Yankee game.
That's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
2 weeks
really
from some Sunday.
I love.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I like Yankees games.
I want to thank.
And the stadium's nice. It's not. I mean, I've been to the new stadium
like
once, I think, and it's not quite as great as like the old stadium was. Like, you're like, whoa, this is where like every great player ever played.
Yeah, I know, right?
And now it's like, well, every great player just like played across the street, but this is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a nice
stadium and everything, but it's like,
you can get a steak,
it's not the original.
You know, you can get
anything you want if you have enough money.
You can get some PEDs.
you can
have a steak filled with PEDs, please.
Sure. It's the A-Rod special.
A-Rod special.
Yeah.
That's what A-Rod running the bases is going to sound like. It's just going to sound like wood falling in the forest. Poor A-Rod.
Poor A-Rod.
Poor A-Rod.
Feel bad.
Whatever. He'll be fine. Yeah,
he'll be
what
fine.
Else do we get?
We get more money than we
is there anything else going on in the world of sports?
Oh, jeez, there probably is. I don't know. I had some notes.
You have some notes?
Somewhere.
You still have a chance to call. It's 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. A very special edition of Sportsy Talk.
Yep.
The post-gym drafted. Fantasy it's Jim's staycation, baseball. Too. I'm on staycation the whole week.
Yeah, you forgot to come out for
I
the show.
I almost forgot to come to the show.
If your brother hadn't, like,
my brother texted me and was like, hey, what's going to be on the show today? I was like, oh crap, is that today?
I was like, oh, no. Where is he?
Well, Ben's home. Ben is sick, so I was tending to Ben. And I was also watching every episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then I was playing a Game of Thrones game on my...
Your significant roommate.
He's my Ben.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Yeah. He's been sick the last couple of days.
I'm sorry. I hope he'll feel better
he'll
soon.
He'll be okay.
Hey, we sent up best wishes to listener Bad Guy Zero.
Yeah, how's Bad Guy Zero doing?
I don't know. I don't know if he's still in the hospital or not.
Oh.
But he was a volunteer for WFMU, a longtime listener, a good friend of the station. Came here for the marathon, and I don't know if... I think his bladder ruptured. That doesn't sound good.
That's
right?
Not good.
How does that happen? I don't know. So he's in the hospital, though, in Jersey City somewhere.
Sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, last we heard. But he's supposedly on the way to recovering, and
that's good.
Really wish him the best.
And did we hear from the... I wanted to write back to the prisoner. We read his letter last week.
I sent you a whole thing. I knew you didn't read that email. I sent you a whole thing about that guy.
You said we shouldn't, but we shouldn't...
I said we shouldn't mention him anymore.
Ever again?
No.
I like that we're hearing from prisoners.
I wouldn't mind hearing from some prisoners, but I don't think we want
to
hear from
him. We're not going up there to
do
a show?
No. Did you read that email that I sent you at all?
I read most of it.
Did you get to the part where I said, I'm not going to detail it here because I know you haven't read this far?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're the only one who sends me emails, so, you know. I mean, I read most of them. You also said we were going to get Mr. Met. I didn't understand where that was going.
What?
You were like, hey, we should get a Mr. Met velvet painting.
Yeah.
So where could we get that from?
Well, you know, we have...
Do we know any velvet painters?
Yes. Have you ever been on the third floor of the
radio
station?
Yeah, I've seen those paintings
WFMU.
But who paints those?
Some guys in Mexico. They're done by commission.
We're going to look at it on eBay or something?
No. It's station manager Ken commissions.
Oh, he commissions
black
them.
Velvet paintings for WFMU's hallway. And I suggested, since a listener won the painting of Knuckles the dog...
Yeah.
And Knuckles the dog painting is going to be sent to the listener.
Yeah.
That we replace that space,
It's Dr. Game Show.
Yay! Dr. Game Show. That we replace it with a black velvet painting of Mr. Met. And
but then he's like, do you have such a painting?
Do you have one?
And you said, no, I do not have one.
I thought he would, like, order one for us.
Oh, he just orders one from MexicanVelvetPainting.com or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
.me?
That's where they come from. What'd you think?
I have no. I don't know. I could probably get one. I wrote to Mr. Met to find out if there was anything we can do to patch up our relationship with him. You still want to light things on fire? You're now in love with lighting things on fire.
I've always liked setting fires.
I had no idea the depths of.
I used to always set fires. I like setting fires. It's fun. Yeah.
I haven't heard. I haven't heard back from Mr. Met yet.
He's probably afraid of me.
He might be.
He knows.
You wanted to punch him in the nose, I think, on last week's episode.
Did I?
Yes, you said that over and over again.
Oh, did I? That I
in front of guests,
him?
Yes.
I don't want to punch him.
You did say that.
I don't want to punch him.
Numerous times on the radio.
I just want to set him on fire.
We're running out of time.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Game Show, how was your trip to New Orleans? Did you have an awesome time?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was sober.
What fun is that?
That does sound fun.
Good for you.
Amazing.
Don't they sell alcohol there? What's the deal?
No, they don't. They're all out.
Yeah,
they're out. And they ran out.
They ran out.
After Mardi Gras, they ran
it's
out
It's all
alcohol.
Gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not quite the city it used to be.
No.
You've been listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
We got to go because Dr. Game Show's here.
Dr. Game Show's here. We'll be back next week
with
a brand new show.
And if I remember to come.
Well, you'll be working next week, so you'll
be I'll remember
to get out of there.
I'll be like, I can't wait to go and do that radio show.
That we do.
Today I was like, I got to put pants on and go do that radio show?
Jeez. Well, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to wear pants
want to. I just thought it'd be nice for a change.
Whatever. Oh, okay, so...
Say goodbye, Bronwyn.
This has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online, we're at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
Stay tuned for Dr. Game Show, and you can win big.
Dr. Game Show. You're listening to WFMU, and I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and we are here in studio in Jersey City, and we're about to play some games, because this is Dr. Game Show, where you submit games, and we play them on the air with in-studio guests, and also callers, and also with the helpful sound effects of Manolo. How are you, Manolo?
Hey, it's Manolo, making soundies.
Manolo's got some energy today. Is that right?
Yeah. I took a long nap, danced around.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
You danced?
Yeah. I danced.
Good. Well, I didn't dance today. I was just telling Manolo that I'm ready for a meal. But listen, we got a show to do, and I'm excited about it. If you would like to call in at any point, we'd love to hear from you. 201-209-9368, and we will play a game with you on the air. We would love that, because that's our favorite thing. So in studio today we have Steve Whalen. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you folks doing? How are you?
And we got Steven DeSiena.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this is, you guys sound great.
Just doing our best.
And so this, we got Steve and Steve. So if you'd like to call in and play against one Steve or the other Steve, that's up to you, but it's going to be kind of tricky to know which Steve you're playing against. Is that right?
Yeah, either which way, it's going to be carnage, basically.
Yeah. A complete debacle.
Steve,
Which one?
Let's go ahead and say Steve number one.
That's me.
Okay. So, Steve, would you say you're a competitive person in general? Like, how do you approach games?
Well, I would say I'm pretty competitive generally. I do like to learn. Basically, how I do it is I like to play the game once to get a feel for it, and then I'll play it a second time. So how many times were we playing each game?
Just once.
All right, so I'm going to be pretty chill today, I think.
Cool. Sounds great. How about you, Steve?
I'm actually a very competitive person. I've always loved sports and games. Big Magic the Gathering fan.
Yeah, are you?
That'll make anybody competitive.
Is that a competitive game?
I make it competitive.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah. Isn't that about just trying to find the right cards?
To beat 14-year-olds with, yes.
Yeah, it is, if you want to lose.
So the most aggressive part is going to the store.
Wow. Manolo. Sorry. Manolo danced out Manolo. Everything today, and he is ready to jazz you.
Jazz. Prefer to be jazzed.
Yeah. Manolo,
smoothed.
Manolo, you seem in high spirits. Do you have a sound effect for today?
Sure. It's
this is always a very special part of the day where we learn what Manolo's, what's going through that mind of his.
Yeah, it's this one. It's quaching.
Oh. What is that?
Have you ever been in a radio program and like they have to buy a duck?
No, never done that. I've never been in a radio program and they've had to buy a duck.
Someone had to talk to had an anecdote where they talked about buying a duck or anything, that's when you would play Quaching.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm new to this show. Do you just do the sound effects with your mouth?
Yeah. No, it's all real.
Yeah,
Steve, don't give away the industry secrets here.
It sounded so...
No one wants to know it's not coming from his mouth.
You're a big radio fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, first-time guest on the show.
Yeah.
Steve, that's great. Steve, how about you?
I've listened to the radio.
Great. Thanks for coming on. Okay.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, great. So if you want to call in and play along with Steve and Manolo, you can. It's 201-209-9368. Also, if you're thinking, I'm kind of shy, but I'd love to engage, we got a message board at WFMU.org, and you can talk to everybody else on there and play the games while you're listening. If you do get to play, if you call in and play, and you win against Steve and Steve, you will receive a custom magnet. I am not joking. It is a custom magnet, and it sticks to many surfaces. It's pretty much like a piece of tape, and you can win it. I'll send it right to your house.
Can I share an anecdote?
Is it about someone buying a duck?
No. When I was in
Quaching?
Detroit.
What was it? What was that noise?
Quaching.
Oh, sorry. That definitely is not with the mouth.
Yeah. I'm pressing the button.
Yeah.
When I was in Detroit, I was really nervous when I called in for some reason, and I shouldn't have been, but I was. So if anyone's thinking about calling in, but they're nervous or anxious, you should just do it anyway.
Manolo. Quaching.
Yep.
Also.
Five ducks.
Slam it on the table.
Yeah, that was good. Steve. Steve, number one, mm-hmm. Someone on the message board named Reka wants to say hi to you.
Hi, Reka.
You know Reka?
Typical.
Not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
Oh, boy.
I know Reka.
It sounds like maybe it's a girl. I don't know. Okay, so here we go.
I didn't go on the radio for this.
So if you want to call in, please do 201-209-9368. And with that said, we are going to go ahead and start our first game. Now, out of all these games, you guys get to choose one that'll go on to next week. Got it?
Awesome.
Okay, so these are game shows that have been submitted from all over the world, but mostly New York. And it's really exciting. We got a lot of good ones. One from New Orleans today.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And one from Maine. Yeah. We're doing great. Okay, here we go. You ready for this first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready.
So now I will say that that we've had, if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. It's a show where we play games. But if you're a long-time listener, if you've even listened a little bit, there is this ongoing debate whether the game Manolo's Delight is good or not. Manolo's Delight was submitted a few weeks ago. And it is the worst game I've ever played, and it's just devolves into chaos almost immediately, and we've had to have the listener who submitted the game call in several times to clarify the rules, and I'm not going to hold back. I do hate the game. But unfortunately, it won, and we had to play it 2 weeks in a row. So someone from one of our listeners submitted a second Manolo's Delight version 2.0. So we got that. Okay, so you ready to play? So can we get a theme song for Manolo's Delight version 2.0?
Oh, sure. Okay. Manolo's Delight. This is a remix. Quaching.
Where did you... hired that incredible brass section from.
Thank you for clarifying that it was a remix.
Yeah,
for real. I would have never known.
It was the best kind of remix.
That could have been its own song.
It was a remix from the original Manolo's Delight.
Oh, right. This is the second one.
Oh, that's Manolo. Sometimes you think of things and I'm like, how? Why? That's so good. Okay, so this one's submitted by Dan Pittman of Alton, Maine. Now, Dan has submitted a whole lot of games. And we always like to hear from him. Manolo had an old rivalry with him, mm-hmm. and now I think all is forgiven.
Yep, now he's doing Manolo's Delight, so maybe.
So I think we're okay with him?
We'll see how the game goes.
Wow, Manolo, wow. Okay, here we go. Each contestant will suggest a possible sound effect. Manola will select the most delightful suggestion and, without saying which it is, will make an appropriate sound effect. The contestants have to guess which of their sounds he selected. 3 points go to the contestant whose sound suggestion most delights Manolo.